I would say it's not really surprising in light of the fact that we had a dengue outbreak in 2011 and last year an outbreak of chikungunya. So, you know, we've got the mosquitoes, but they had 6 suspected cases as the radar went up on this over the last month or so as it began to spread around the region. The Ministry of Health picked up 6 suspect cases, sent blood samples offshore, and one came back positive. So, you know, clearly if one is, then I'm sure there are more cases. Perhaps the only benefit of the El Nino drought, although it's been a little wetter this past week than we expected, is that there isn't as much pooling water around in places for mosquitoes to breed.
So as a result of this confirmed case, what sort of warnings have been going out to the general public and particularly, I guess, to women who may be pregnant or considering getting pregnant?
Now, the Ministry of Health has been putting out announcements for the last week or so talking about the Zika virus and encouraging people not to get pregnant or to delay pregnancy and talking about mosquito control and so on. You know, there's some awareness going out, and I'm sure more will be going out as we move along. One of the challenges here is that the Marshall Islands historically has had a quite high teen pregnancy rate as a proportion of the overall birth rate. In fact, it's the highest, and it's been the highest in the Pacific region for many years. So, you know, it indicates that teenagers may be at particular risk for this Zika problem, and because, you know, so many teenage pregnancies are unplanned, more difficult to try to, you know, intervene and get people to pay attention to this. But maybe as more information goes out, people will start hearing about it and think twice.
You mentioned in recent past an outbreak of chikungunya and a dengue fever outbreak back in late 2011. I mean, is there concern that Marshall Islands is not necessarily best prepared to deal with a spread like something like this, or have lessons been learned from those past outbreaks?
You know, what was really good about the 2011 dengue outbreak was the government here connected with the Centers for Disease Control and the U.S. military, and within a very short time of the dengue outbreak in 2011, we had officials out here, spray teams from the U.S. Navy, who were working with their local counterparts at the EPA and the Ministry of Health, and they just went out and blanketed the island for spraying. I mean, they went, you know, around people's houses, stores, everywhere. And it was a very impressive effort that pretty clearly must have had a significant impact because it was so aggressive. I didn't really see that aggressiveness last year when we had the chikungunya outbreak, although there was some effort at spraying. And so far at this point, I haven't seen anything, you know, on the spraying. Whether, you know, there's some talk of it, I haven't really seen any action, though maybe they're getting organized on it. So that obviously has a big effect, but also just getting people to, you know, clean around their houses. And I say with El Nino drought, the way it's been going, there just hasn't been much water around. So that's certainly a benefit for preventing mosquito growth.
Indeed. And just on another topic in Marshall Islands, the new president, Dr. Hilda Heine, I mean, she's been in office for, a couple of weeks now and potentially already presiding over a big-ticket item, a $22 million solar project.
Yeah, this is quite an interesting development. And what it is it would it's targeting Ibai Island, which is the second major urban center in the Marshall Islands, to take 35% of its current diesel power and put it onto solar, and then 3 more remote outer islands to essentially put them almost 100% on solar, all of which would cut government funding subsidies for fuel and operation costs and so on over $2 million a year, probably even higher than that. And what the government people are saying, President Heine is saying, is, you know, that's like having a grant every year. You save that kind of money, You can put it into other things in health education or whatever. So, yeah, this is a big, big potential project that's now on the table, I understand, with both the World Bank and IRENA, which is the United Arab Emirates Alternative Energy Funding Agency, for consideration. And it seems like it's a very well thought out plan. So we'll see how that goes forward.